Tropical Storm Harvey has taken its first victim. Sergeant Sean Beatty with the College Station Police Department says they're canceling their community picnic and back-to-school rally this Saturday.
Heavy chance of rain, lots of rain coming, some high winds that are possibly coming, and a slim chance of some tornadoes. So due to the safety of everybody involved, you know, we would hate to get a bunch of people out there and then have to, shelter in place for some bad weather.
Beatty says they will not attempt to reschedule this year's event due to the several home Aggie football games coming up, but you can look forward to next year's picnic, weather permitting. Preparing for the worst and hoping for the best is one way local emergency management officials are preparing when Hurricane Harvey hits landfall. Bryan's emergency management coordinator, Jerry Henry, says their priorities have changed when it comes to dealing with evacuees.
We used to set up a center where they would come through and then be directed to shelters here. We no longer do that. It was called a shelter hub, and we don't do that anymore. But we do have a point-to-point agreement with the city of Port Arthur and a few communities around there.
Henry, on our show, says their planning takes into account what they have to do if the storm's path includes the Twin Cities. The Brazos Valley office of the Red Cross is looking for volunteers to help staff storm shelters. Training for new volunteers is being offered on Saturday morning from 9 until noon at the Red Cross office in Bryan on Boonville Road. Reservations are requested for the free training. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M's main campus in College Station does not expect to close due to Hurricane Harvey. Blinn College officials will announce by Sunday afternoon at 4 what will happen on Monday at its locations, and no announcements have been made by the Bryan or College Station school districts.
WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 70. An extended check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news presented by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Bill Oliver. A flash flood warning continues in Brazos County until 7:15. Rainfall at Eastward Airport since Harvey began through 6 o'clock this morning measures just over 12.5 inches. Yesterday's rainfall, 7.5 inches. Since midnight, another inch and a half. Staff at the Brazos Community Operations Center went home overnight. Bryan Police, College Station Police, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and DPS all report no rescues or crashes. Two rescue calls in Brazos County yesterday, one resulting in a rescue of a horse who would not move out of rushing water along Carter's Creek near University and the freeway. The other call from a motorist who stopped on the Elmo Whedon Road Bridge over Wixon Creek east of Bryan. According to the Sheriff's Office, after first responders arrived, the motorist was able to drive away. Brazos Valley Red Cross office opened a shelter in Bryan yesterday for local residents. We've asked for a head count of how many stayed last night at Central Baptist Church. Donations being accepted at the Red Cross office on Boonville Road in Bryan of bottled water and store-bought and sealed snacks for those at the shelter. No other donations being accepted at this time. Bryan police officer, one of two who rescued swimmers in distress at Lake Bryan Saturday night, BPD reports just before 6. Officer flagged down by a third person who was with two Texas A&M students in their 20s. Officer provided emergency treatment until medical personnel arrived. The victims remain hospitalized in critical condition. The lake and the park remain closed until further notice. A reminder, no classes today or tomorrow. Texas A&M and Blinn, no classes today in the Bryan and College Station school districts. Brazos County offices closed today. College Station City offices, courts, and utility customer service closed today. All trash collection in College Station and Bryan postponed until further notice. City of Bryan Municipal offices along with Municipal Court and BTU scheduled to be open today. However, the Neal Recreation Center is closed today. All fixed routes for Brazos Transit District buses will not start until today at noon. Thousands remain on cruise ships in the Gulf waiting to get into Galveston but can't because of Harvey. Among them, WTAW Sports Director Zach Taylor, who spent much of Saturday in New Orleans while the boat restocked supplies and returned to the Gulf.
Captain has come on multiple times and guaranteed, look, we're not going to put ourselves in jeopardy whatsoever. We're going to stay a safe distance away from the storm. The only thing I'm really worried about is my truck that I've got parked in Galveston.
When we visited with Zach on Friday, the attitude among his fellow passengers pretty good, other than everyone scrambling to tell their employers they would not be in today. Population of the Brazos County jails increased by 20%. Sheriff Chris Kirk reporting 144 inmates transferred last Thursday and Friday from Aransas County. That's Rockport at the eye of Harvey's landfall. You add in 687 local prisoners. The combined total of 831 leaves the Brazos County jail, still with 256 spaces to reach capacity.
Hey, it's going to be a little bit different show today. It's up to you all. Help us out. Let us know what your numbers are. How much rain have you gotten? Maybe you're having to use binoculars to read it to get, because you can't get to it. But we're kind of in an interesting situation now because they've started releasing water around Houston, which, you know, sounds kind of weird, but that's part of what the system's for. That's why they have these reservoirs for that very purpose. This morning at about 3:30, a new record release in water level from Lake Conroe. The water level had risen to 205 feet above what is basically sea level. Okay, let that sink in for a minute. That's a lot. Previous record had been right about in that neighborhood as well. It's just a matter of there's so much water that's going to have to be moved, and we'll have, I mean, it's one of those deals where they could say any number, and how could we dispute it? Because we've just watched crazy numbers when it comes to rain. I was looking at, as of midnight, just in the Houston area, I mean, it's pretty common to find folks with the 24, 25, 27. Around Pasadena, they got 29 inches of rain.
Wow.
29. And they are getting a little bit of a break right now. And the system seems to be pushing off to the east so that probably, as we call it again, Tropical Storm Harvey is going to push some of its heaviest rains into Louisiana.
And isn't that amazing how many days Harvey has remained a tropical storm?
It is.
And how fast it went from Cat 1 to Cat 4, then right back down to Tropical Storm.
Back to Tropical Storm,
and now
right.
It's just stuck there.
The story of Harvey, they could probably make a movie of it. The thing is, we're sick of it because we've lived it.
Well, and is the rabbit going to play the lead role?
Yeah. Yeah. Later on this morning, we'll be talking to the different people who are overseeing basically our safety, and it has the saving grace out of this has been the way that it has rained. The systems are certainly being pressed to the limit, but when you consider when we had the weather that came through last June, how that really was a devastating blow to parts of Bryan. Now, while we've got a lot of water that's fallen out there, the system seems to be holding fairly well. But we'll talk to those folks in a little while.
Well, and just a heads up, talking with one of my friendly Bryan police officers, they were complimentary of the drainage improvements that have been made since last May when we had the record flooding.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I mean, I don't believe a lot of people would disagree that that had not been done as diligently as it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are just a lot of streams and in the Bryan area that necessarily would grow over. It's a hassle to get in and clean those things out. You know, you talk to different hydrologists and they'll say, and we've seen it in College Station with Wolf Penn, you know, do you go ahead and put concrete on the inside, which does cut down on erosion? But at the same time, what that does is that increases the volume and the speed of the water as it moves, and it then can move faster than it used to, and that changes problems downstream or creates problems downstream. The other thing, and I sent, Bill, I know I sent you this picture, the concrete on the sides of roads, for instance, this picture was 290 in Brenham, and basically they're in place, but if there's enough rain, erosion behind those concrete plates causes them to collapse.
Mm.
As long as they collapse inward, that's okay. But if they collapse outward onto the road surface, then that would be a major problem. So it's just a matter of these massive amounts of water and what it's going to do. There's construction that's going on near downtown Bryan, street construction.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to Jason Barfnick later on this morning. You know, those are things that were ongoing.
Right.
Just across the road from us, as a matter of fact, somebody's starting to clear land over there to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you have 12 inches of rain. Guess what?
Yeah.
Doesn't allow nature to be able to take the water in as they normally would. So.
And speaking of rainfall, thanks to the texter, 979-695-1620, out at Royalty Pecan, which is Highway 21 in the Brazos River,
yes.
So far 17 inches.
Oh, good. And again, but thank you for sharing with us. And the same thing, if you'd like to share your rainfall totals, we'd like to know, because literally people who are just a quarter of a mile from one another can have a tremendous amount of difference.
The next portion of this entry comes from the WTAW Infomaniacs program the morning of Monday, August 28th, or the Monday after Hurricane Harvey made landfall. Interviews conducted with six local public officials. 27 minutes of interview time has been edited down to 7 minutes.
7-Eleven on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk joins us this morning. I'm sure you've still got personnel out in the county checking on roads that would not normally flood simply because of the massive water we've had.
That's true. We do have people still out there. 7 o'clock was a shift change for us, so I've got some folks that been up all night, and then others that got a little rest and are back out there to make sure that we stay safe.
We talk about what has gone on in the city of Bryan, and Dr. Jason Barfnick joining us this morning. Thanks for being with us. I know it's a busy time for you there at the municipal building this morning. But we were just talking a moment ago, and you know, the city took some steps last year after some drainage problems that probably are paying benefits this time of year now.
Yeah, our streets and drainage department's been out clearing those box culverts and drainage ditches, making them a little wider to allow more conveyance of the water when we do get these kind of events, so it's helping.
Let's head out and have a look at how things are going in the county. Sammy Catalina joins us this morning. Yeah, more county road than any of the other county commissioners. Any surprises that you're seeing historically? We already know that places like Grassboro Road, I hate to call that out, but that happens regularly.
We've got quite a few roads that normally flood just in a regular amount of rain. And, of course, with rain like we've got now, we've got a numerous amounts of roads that are underwater.
Folks know that you have a livestock company, but can we talk a little bit about agriculture and what that is going to hold for the farmers and ranchers here for the weeks to come, really?
Well, the biggest problem that the farmers have right now is all their cotton was ready to come out and take. Some of them had already started, and I don't think very many of them in our part of the country had even got a quarter or halfway through. So you can imagine what 15, 20, 25 inches of rain is going to do to that cotton that's open. They'll lose it.
You lived here all your life. Have you seen anything like this before?
Never. Yeah. Never. I thought last year when we had all that rain that was something that I've never seen anything like this. I guess if you look for anything that's good out of it, Scott, we needed the rain. Of course, we never needed that much at one time. You know, one thing, Scott, I'd ask people to really watch out for, you know, this is new to a lot of people, this much water. And sometimes I saw some people do some stupid things yesterday. This morning, people really need to be aware of what's going on. They don't have any idea what this water and this much water can do to a vehicle that floated pretty quick. You know, a perfect example is the Brazos Center. I hate to mention it, but you know, we have that creek that goes through there. We have a lot of water there, and part of the parking lot's underwater, and people are driving through it looking at it. I mean, and the water is swift. You know, no sense in taking a chance just to look at some water. Turn the TV on if you want to look at water.
College Station City Manager Kelly Templin joins us. Tell us how things are unfolding in your city. What's the state of the city right now in your view?
Actually, we've fared surprisingly well. Actually, I shouldn't be surprised, but with the amount of rainfall that we've received and the time span that we've received it, I'm very pleasantly surprised at how well everything has performed as far as our drainage is concerned. But we've been running crews 24/7 to be sure that any inundated street, you know, is barricaded. We haven't had many of those. And we've had some that are, you know, inundated at particular times, so we'll put barricades out, remove them later. But our drainage has performed very well. We're monitoring the wastewater system. When you have an event like this, you know, they're always running at maximum capacity. And police and fire have been absolutely extraordinary. We have a lot of people that have fled the Houston area that are staying with us, and that's resulted in a lot of calls to our paramedics.
Yeah. County Judge Dwayne Peters joins us this morning. Give us kind of a perspective, if you will, from the county as to how we're holding up against Harvey.
Friday afternoon late, I went ahead and sent a letter to the governor requesting a disaster declaration based on the anticipated rain that was supposed to hit the area. And that needed to be in place before any repairs happen for you to be able to apply for grants to reimburse for the damage that might be done.
Now, the process of the government is so slow. What does that put the county in some sort of a financial bind? Because you got to get the road fixed as soon as the bed is fixable. But those funds may be, what, some months away or longer than that?
That's correct. What we try to do is document everything prior to starting the repair, and then what we put in there for the repair and all those sorts of things. But we have to have the money up front, no question about it. And certainly we've got money in reserve to be able to do that sort of thing.
Gary Miller joins us this morning, General Manager of BTU. Every storm is different. I guess it's fair to say when you hear hurricane, you think winds, but in this case, wind has not been the biggest concern for you?
It is not, although it has been a little bit of a problem for us. Really, it's been the trees falling, but due to the wetness of the ground, it has really been our problem this weekend.
And because that's been the problem, chances are, as the week goes on, we're going to see more caused by that?
I think it's very possible.
None of this weather has done anything to impact your generation?
Well, it has not. The weather hasn't. We have had some generation issues, but not weather-related.
Okay. Now, this is normally a network where your guys will go to other parts of the state as needed. Other people will come here, but because this is so widespread, is everybody pretty well having to stay home?
Well, the southern utilities definitely are having to stay home. The northern utilities, I have seen some activity where some of the utilities up in North Texas are sending crews down to help. We haven't asked for help or haven't been able to provide help to others, obviously because of our situation.
Any surprising trend that you see?
It was interesting in that we didn't have a lot of outages occur at one time, but we did have steady number of outages occur throughout the weekend.
Well, hope your guys and gals stay safe, and I appreciate you updating us, and we may chat with you later on this week as well.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. That's Gary Miller. He's the general manager of BTU. All right, the weather, I think you pretty well know. We've got some watches and warnings that will continue until noon as far as the flash flood watch is concerned, and as far as the temps are concerned, going to be what we've been used to, and that's about 75 or so. It's 76 right now as we approach 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Bryan. Send us your rainfall totals. You can also send pictures to us, too, at 979-695-1620. WTAW College Station Bryan is 8 o'clock.
There is no mail service leaving or coming to the Twin Cities until further notice. All mail from Bryan College Station is routed through Houston. The Postal Service has also suspended service in and out of the Iola Post Office until further notice. The only reason the USPS gives is the impact from Hurricane Harvey. We are waiting for a reply to why the mail cannot be routed somewhere else. Severe flooding has closed College Station City Parks indefinitely, but Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says that hasn't stopped visitors from checking out the high water at Lick Creek and Wolfpin Creek Parks.
While things might look fun to mess around in the water, it is very dangerous, and please keep that in mind.
A survey of parks and buildings so far has turned up no major damage.
There are a few trees down in different places, but they didn't fall on anything.
Schmidt says city employees have had to run off people sliding down the hill behind the Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. A reminder, Texas A&M and Blinn have no classes today, but A&M and Blinn will resume classes tomorrow. Sam Houston State has canceled classes through Labor Day. Bryan ISD is starting 2 hours late today, and there is no morning pre-kindergarten. All Bryan ISD bus pickups, school start times, employee arrival times, and normally scheduled activities will be delayed 2 hours from their normal start time. College Station ISD is holding classes today on their regular schedule. Bryan Broadcasting, The Eagle, and KBTX thanks the scores of contributors who donated yesterday afternoon to storm victims.
We were absolutely blown away. We thought we were going to have one truck that was filled, ended up being two, and still some spillage that we're going to have to bring to somewhere else. So we just thank the Brazos Valley. Every time we do a project, we are blown away by the generosity of this community. It is just an amazing thing to behold, and I always think I can't be surprised, and here I am again, surprised. So thank you again to everybody who was able to donate.
Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says the first truck was sent to a Houston area shelter. The second will go to Rockport, which was the bullseye of Hurricane Harvey's landfall. Both trucks transported items mostly for young children.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning from the district. Folks are not getting mail. The first thing that we have heard from the Postal Service is, until further notice, inbound and outbound mail is not going to go anywhere because it's primarily processed through Houston. Well, yeah, you're not going to get your magazines and you're not going to get your whatevers, but there are companies, there are businesses who need to have cash flow through the Postal Service. And so we've asked questions and not really gotten satisfactory answers. You're a member of Congress. Have you asked questions, and what have you heard from them?
Well, let me say this. I've gotten non-satisfactory answers, too. Let me give you the quote that we got yesterday from the congressional relations folks at the Postal Service in Washington. It says, discussions are ongoing concerning which operations can be moved where in any facility that's currently operational and is being considered. Once delivery of operations decides how to proceed, I should have more information for you. Well, that's a bunch of crap, because when the post office decided to shut down these regional processing facilities and move them to their big city processing facilities, they assured all of us that they would have the satellite facilities like Bryan available for backup processing, and which meant that we assumed that they would operate like any other business and they'd have a failover plan when they shut down one processing center to move it out into the satellite centers. They had no plan at all, and it's so bad they just hung signs on the local post office doors, and said we're closed, we're not going to be here. And we've tried to call, but we've been by the local post offices. We've tried to call them; they're not answering the phone. No business can operate that way. And for the leftists that are listening to this call, I mean, but this is a perfect example of how single payer health insurance would work. You know, that'd be operated by a bunch of federal bureaucrats.
Sure.
This is awful. I can't understand how anybody could think that this is an appropriate solution. Now, I understand the Houston plant's got its share of problems, but they told us when they did this, when they closed these satellite operations, that they would have them available for backup operations. They had no plan. This is not the last of this discussion on how to deal with the Postal Service on this.
Yep.
It's amazing how badly they've handled this. They have a list of impacted facilities since the hurricane hit, but our facilities are not on that list. But they just closed our facilities. It's just beyond me how they can think that this is an appropriate solution. Sure.
And so people know, there is mail processing equipment still in the Bryan Post Office. It's broken down. It would take somebody coming in to put it back together and demand the hardware to get it going, but it's certainly a doable situation. I don't think there's any.
Well, if you had to, you can sort it by hand. I mean, you could bring in people from all the non-impacted post offices across the country and put them up temporarily and have them sort the mail. And look, just redesignate Bryan as a satellite emergency processing facility, staff it, and start getting the mail out the door.
And folks,
not only to Bryan College Station, but all over the area.
And the Postal Service employees are guaranteed 8 hours pay, whether they're on the job or not, just so folks understand that, too.
The start of a new month, a national holiday to start the week, and a hurricane. That's the perfect trifecta for issues at the Brazos County Tax Office. Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe reminds local residents that vehicle registration renewals recently mailed to the tax office could be stuck in Houston because the Postal Service has stopped until further notice.
It's already been processed, and they need a sticker. There is a $6.50 fee to get a replacement sticker.
Rose says if you renewed online, you can use your receipt.
There is a new law that says that receipt is actually good for 31 days. So they can hang on and wait and see how that, works out for them. Eventually, that renewal sticker may get to them.
Rose says there's a grace period of a few days for expired registration, but if you plan on taking a trip over Labor Day, it will impact you. After your vehicle has been inspected, you can renew your registration at the tax office or in any local Kroger or HEB store.
United Way of the Brazos Valley is the local manager of the 211 Texas Information Service. President Allison Prince says they got busy when Houston's center went down last Sunday after Hurricane Harvey made landfall.
Yesterday, I think we took over just about 300 calls all day, but so far this morning at about 11 o'clock, we had already done about 300 calls.
Prince says the call center is hearing from locals who are asking how they can help storm victims, but she has learned those agencies who could use the help cannot accept it right now.
Even some of the resources in the Houston area or down in Victoria, they've taken on water. So the locations where you would go for services aren't even open because they're trying to figure out where am I going to put, I've got to move to drier land as well. So they're scrambling. I've been in touch with a couple agencies down there and they're kind of scrambling and figuring out their plans and where they're moving to.
The 211 call center is open 24 hours a day. Some of the money you donated last week at the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back event for victims of Harvey went towards purchasing supplies for relief efforts in Bridge City, which is located between Orange and Port Arthur. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says members of the Bryan Police Officers Association made their first delivery over the weekend.
They're slowly telling us what they need, and we're going to take regular trips down there to help them, not only their police department, but their families.
Thanks again to those who donated at the event, which was hosted by WTAW, sister Bryan Broadcasting Stations, KBTX, and The Eagle. For at least the next 6 months, Texas World Speedway will be the home of more than 30,000 parked cars damaged beyond repair by flooding from Hurricane Harvey. Bill Mather at the Speedway says 400 acres of land has been leased for 6 months by a company that works with insurance companies processing claims for vehicle owners.
The only thing they're doing on this Speedway is they park the car, the insurance companies get them inventoried, get the check, then they will start focusing on the second part, which is the ultimate disposal of the car, which is somewhere else besides Texas World Speedway.
He says the vehicles will not be parked where the first phase of home construction will begin in the Southern Point community. Mather also says driving on the one-time stock car racetrack and road course has been suspended through the rest of the year.
We'll revisit that later, but I don't know if it will ever come back.
You can see photos of the parked vehicles on the Speedway track and infield online at WTAW.com. Tomorrow is your chance to adopt a Hurricane Harvey pet for free. Aggieland Humane Society's Leah White says they're partnering with Sterling Subaru for a free adoption event to help displaced pets from the Houston area find a new home.
Early last week, we moved some of our adoptable dogs out of the state to make some space for some of the adoptables that were coming out of the Houston area. Mm.
White on our show says through the help of the Aggie Network, they sent their dogs to a shelter in Nebraska to make room for the Houston animals. It is recommended to fill out an application before Saturday's event, which starts at 10 a.m. You can find a form and see pictures of the available pets online at AggielandHumane.org. Remember during Hurricane Harvey, the two horses that were rescued from high water in College Station? Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the owners were never found, so the horses were sold yesterday.
They're a 5- and 10-year-old horse that are in good shape, so they've obviously had care from an owner. We've tracked horses through lip tattoo in one case and a chip in another case, but nothing has led us back to the owner of the horse here in Brazos County.
Whatever money is left after the county is reimbursed and yesterday's sales expenses is held for the original owner. Our country's five former living presidents will be together in Aggieland later this month, attending a concert at Reed Arena to support hurricane relief.
It's going to be a really historic evening, but it's also going to be a fun evening. And again, we want to emphasize that every dollar that is spent on tickets is going to hurricane relief. We've got some very generous underwriters that have made that possible.
Jim McGrath is the family spokesman for George H.W. Bush, who with his wife are planning to attend the October 21st concert.
See, he's beyond tickled. He's just so happy it's come together like this because he knows it's going to help a lot of people.
Ticket information for the One America Appeal concert is online at WTAW.com. The 10th anniversary of the Brazos County Expo has included responding to a second Texas hurricane. General Manager Tom Quarles says volunteers assisted the expo as they hosted response teams from 18 states and 12 FEMA units, along with Texas Task Force 1 and 2,000 troops and all their equipment from the Texas and Arkansas National Guards.
We had several restaurants in town that, I mean, just donated as many as 400 to 600 meals several times. And then we had, you know, just volunteers from the community that did know what was going on out here, and they came out and got all kinds of donations and fed a lot of these folks that were being deployed.
Quarles also responded to what he called misinformation and myths on social media about taking care of 31 rescued horses, which was done around the clock by members of the Brazos County Extension Horse Committee until they were moved to a shelter in Hempstead.
They stayed out here 24/7. They fed them three times a day and gave them all the water that they wanted and watched after them.
Among the expo's upcoming activities is the Brazos Valley Fair, which starts 2 weeks from today. The George H.W. Bush Presidential Library Foundation has a sellout for a hurricane relief concert at Reed Arena, which will be attended by all five former living presidents. Bush family spokesman Jim McGrath says the Houston home of the former president and his wife made it through Hurricane Harvey all right, but they are heartbroken for those who lost loved ones and property.
Devastation caused by flooding is like a slow-motion train wreck. And so they have too many friends. They know that it had been impacted, and that's why I think they have the extra motivation of wanting to see these charitable efforts succeed so we can help as many people as possible.
The former president and first lady are scheduled to return to Houston from their summer home in Maine in the next week.